Okay, let's dive straight in. Ravenswood, 1986. We start with Evelyn waking up one morning and just boom, she's heavily pregnant.
Out of absolutely nowhere, no warning, no symptoms beforehand.
Nothing, which right off the bat is impossible, isn't it? Biologically speaking.
Completely impossible. I mean, human gestation just doesn't work like that. It throws everything we understand out the window from the very start.
And then, less than 24 hours later, the story takes an even darker turn. She gives birth.
To a stillborn child, a full pregnancy and birth cycle in under a day.
It's hard to even process that. So, what are you thinking? If we accept this premise, where does your mind go?
Well, you immediately have to consider explanations outside of conventional science, don't you? You're forced into realms.
No.
Well, realms we're exploring here, supernatural intervention, some kind of unknown biological phenomenon. It's wide open.
And the strangeness, it just ramps up from there. The baby is buried naturally in the family mausoleum, locked up tight.
Standard procedure under tragic circumstances.
Except that very first night, Evelyn says she hears sounds, low sounds, coming from inside the locked coffin.
From inside? Okay, that's deeply unsettling. A sealed coffin. What kind of sounds are we talking about?
Described as low sounds, almost like stirring, which, again, makes no sense.
No, decomposition wouldn't typically create audible sounds like that, especially so quickly. So, is it grief manifesting,
I mean.
auditory hallucination, or?
Or is something actually happening in there? That's the terrifying question, isn't it?
Precisely. That locked coffin becomes this focal point of the impossible.
Then comes the next morning.
Right.
The cemetery workers arrive,
Pen.
and they find the mausoleum's tomb, the heavy stone structure, slightly shifted.
Shifted, not broken into, just moved.
Exactly, like something pushed it from the inside, or maybe some external force nudged it, but no signs of forced entry.
That's significant. A heavy stone tomb doesn't just shift on its own. That requires considerable force.
Right. So what could do that? And
Yeah.
why just shift it seems? Almost deliberate, but subtle.
It adds another layer of physical impossibility. First the sounds, now physical displacement of the tomb itself. Was it internal pressure? External. Why?
And it keeps escalating. Day two after the burial.
Let me guess, something else happens.
A foul smell emanating from the mausoleum. Noticeable.
A foul smell.
And
Okay. Now that could suggest decomposition, but.
But the speed seems wrong, doesn't it? For a sealed environment, for that kind of odor to become apparent so quickly.
It does seem unusually fast. It implies either an incredibly accelerated natural process, which is weird in itself, or something else entirely was producing that odor, something unnatural.
So we have sounds, a
Yeah.
shifted tomb, a foul odor, all pointing towards that coffin, which leads us to day three.
They win it, don't they?
They open the coffin.
Empty, empty.
Completely empty. The stillborn baby, buried less than 72 hours before, is gone. From a locked coffin inside a mausoleum that showed signs of disturbance but no forced entry.
Right. That's the core of it, isn't it? The vanishing point. How does a physical body just disappear from a sealed container?
Where could it possibly go?
Yeah.
Did something take it? How?
Or did it leave? Did it transform into something else? Given the impossible beginning, maybe the impossible end wasn't an end.
And Evelyn's experience doesn't stop there either. The empty coffin isn't the end of her ordeal.
No. What happens next?
Nightmares. She starts having these intense nightmares.
Understandable given the trauma.
But the content of the nightmares is specific. She sees a figure. At first, it's small, shadowy.
Okay.
But night after night in her dreams, this figure grows. It gets larger, more defined. Still shadowy, but bigger, more present.
Huh. That's interesting, the growing aspect. Is her mind processing the event, or is this something else, a psychic echo, a connection?
Could it be reflecting something happening elsewhere related to the empty coffin?
It's possible the subconscious can pick up on things, but a figure that grows in tandem with these events, it feels significant, like a development.
Then it crosses over from dreams into reality, or apparent reality.
How so?
Days later, a security camera she installed outside her house captures something.
Captures what?
A figure, tall, misshapen.
Hmm.
The description is unsettling, vaguely human, but fundamentally wrong, not quite fitting the human form.
Whoa. Okay, so visual evidence now. Matching, in a way, the growing dread from the
It
nightmares.
seems like it. This tall, distorted figure just outside her home.
Almost human, but not quite. That resonates with the idea of something transformed, something that maybe started as human or was connected to the human form, but became warped, unfinished.
So let's try and pull these threads together. What are we actually looking at here? Was Evelyn cursed? Is this a haunting?
Or is it something stranger? Something that doesn't fit neatly into those categories? The impossible pregnancy, the rapid stillbirth. It's like creation gone wrong from the start.
And then the post-mortem events, the sounds, the movement, the smell, the disappearance. It's not like a ghost story exactly, is it? It feels more biological almost.
Yeah.
But a twisted biology.
Yes. It suggests a process continuing after death, a grotesque life cycle operating under rules we don't understand. What if that stillbirth wasn't the end, but a transition point?
And the mausoleum disturbances. Why so elaborate? The sounds, the shifting tune, the smell. Why not just vanish?
Good question. It feels performative, doesn't it? Like stages of something unfolding. Was it shedding a form? Gathering energy? The effort to move the tomb suggests power, intent.
What kind of entity needs to go through those stages? And why leave the coffin empty? Was something taken, or did something emerge?
And the speed of it all, from impossible pregnancy to this misshapen figure outside her window in, what, maybe a week or so?
It's incredibly fast, an accelerated timeline.
Which implies whatever this process was, it was happening at an unnatural rate. If the figure is connected to the child, that's a terrifyingly rapid development. What drives that?
So, possibilities. Accelerated supernatural gestation. Maybe some horrific manifestation of Evelyn's grief and trauma taking physical form.
That's one angle, the psychogenic interpretation. But the physical evidence, the shifted tomb, the empty coffin, the figure on camera, pushes against it being purely psychological, doesn't it?
It does. It feels external.
Real. What about further out possibilities? An encounter, not necessarily extraterrestrial in the classic sense, but something other. With bizarre, unforeseen biological results.
Or maybe Ravenswood itself is a place where the rules are different. A localized phenomenon where physics and biology just bend.
A thin place, perhaps, where these things can happen. The lack of forced entry. The impossible biology. It resists easy answers.
It really does. And it leaves you with this chilling feeling, doesn't it? That this wasn't just a weird event in 1986 that ended.
Exactly. The story feels incomplete. That growing figure in the dreams, the misshapen thing on camera. It suggests continuation, development.
What if something connected to this, originating from that impossible birth and empty coffin, is still out there?
Still growing, still changing shape in the shadows.
Still becoming. It's a profoundly unnerving thought to end on. What is it now? And is it truly gone?